We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Demon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Download the Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game, and you get all of our best moments, whenever those come about, I have no idea. And our top interviews, we certainly just had one with Bruce Bochy a little bit ago.
The Sanchi moment. That was the top moment right there.
That's all anyone wants.
Sanchi.
That's right. Give it to me again.
Sanchi.
One more time, Bruce.
Sanchi.
It feels good. It feels right. Feels familiar. Nostalgia, it's a powerful drug, man. Very, very powerful. Great stuff with Bruce Bochy. More stuff coming up in just a little bit here on 95.7 The Game. A conversation we're looking forward to with Deebo Samuel. Happening in less than 45 minutes from right now. He'll be joining us in our final grandiose large segment of the day. So make sure you stick around for all that. We will ask him about what has made his season click so far. He has just been borderline unstoppable. So what is it like for Deebo two games into this year? It's pretty darn good. But, man, do they have a big test coming in with the Green Bay Packers. And I feel like you can really, when we start talking about how did the season go, I don't think we're going to recall or recollect what happened in either Detroit or Philadelphia. But the conversation could very well start with a Sunday nighter coming up against the Packers.
Yeah. It really could. I mean, unfortunately, that game against the Lions was not very definitive, so it's still hard to say exactly what the Packers are. But in a way, that means the Niners can kind of help establish whether the Packers are meant to be taken seriously or not. And I got to say, we talked to, I guess it was Peter King yesterday, Michael Irvin on Monday, and I asked both of them sort of what they think of the Packers. And in particular, Peter yesterday, like, was the defense in the second half a defense coming together or they're playing the Lions? And he definitively said, that's the Lions. The Lions stink. If that's true, this is as good a week as any for Jimmy Garoppolo to make us all look stupid for questioning his, for instance, ability to throw downfield. For Brandon Ayuk to make everybody look stupid for wringing our hands over his lack of usage in the first couple weeks. Like, if your offense is going to be a force to be reckoned with, you're going to do some damage against a Green Bay Packer team that made Jared Goff look like Peyton Manning for a half last week.
When the Packers get here, it's going to be the first time the 49ers have played in front of a full house at Levi's Stadium since the last time the Packers were here in that NFC title game a few years ago. And Jimmy, that's not lost on him.
I mean, it's been a while since Packers were the last team actually with the crowd here. So it's kind of coming full circle now. But it'll be exciting getting the faithful back in the stands. Can't wait to get all of them screaming and everything like that. It's going to be a fun atmosphere.
Get in there. Hopefully there'll be plenty of people occupying the seats in Santa Clara Heights. That would be nice for a change. We do have Jimmy Garoppolo talking about how Brandon Ayuk, just be patient, it's coming.
He does a great job in practice every day. He brings it, right attitude, right mindset. I think it's honestly just a matter of time. And I know everyone's, there's a lot of panic and things like that in the air, but I don't know, if you were at practice every day consistently and you saw what he could do, it's really one of those things that, one week it's this guy's game, the next week it's another. That's just kind of how the offense goes. But I think it's truly just a matter of time.
What's interesting to me about that is obviously, well, maybe there's something weird going on at practice, is one of the talking points with Brandon Ayuk's lack of usage.
Or why isn't his success at practice translating to game day?
The thing is, Jimmy, kind of a lot of what everyone's been saying is, well, he looks damn good in practice. Why can't they get him the ball on game day? And I get, look, it's 2 weeks, and there was a hamstring injury at some point. Fair enough. But certainly, if we go another week with him having two targets for one catch, there's something else going on.
Especially if it's one of those games where opening up the offense isn't a choice, but a necessity.
Right. And, you know, I've been talking about this on Twitter. And one of the things someone was saying with me going back and forth a little bit was like, hey, Debo's been so good. Maybe Ayuk has been the guy taking the top off the defense, allowing Debo to do what Debo has done so far. And as defenses tilt themselves further towards the middle of the field to stop Debo Samuel, it's going to really loosen Ayuk up for the big stuff. And that's possible. But I do think Brandon Ayuk, from what we saw last year, is too good to be nothing more than a downfield decoy, right? He does too many other things well. He was such a good route runner as a rookie. I hope it is nothing more than you win some weeks, you lose some weeks in terms of target count. And that's still on the table. But it all just still feels a little weird. And I'm not sure Jimmy Garoppolo saying, oh, no, he's killing it out there at practice, makes it feel less weird.
Yeah, game day. That's what matters. That's what matters in that league. 888-957-9570. Some quarterbacking news from the NFL in just a minute. But we got Rich in Fremont. Hello, Rich. You're on 95.7 The Game. Going once. Going twice. Oh, Rich in Fremont. By the way, I believe that that is the same Rich in Fremont that I did a podcast with those guys. Guru, who's been on, they're ferociously trying to book Matt Stymets, which can be very tough.
Matt Wrong Stymets, Matt, y'all.
Hard to get.
Stymets, you're doing a great job.
But I tell you,
I'm very bookable, just putting it out.
Available for podcasts. Matt Kolsky.
I charge $0.
Same price. Let me tell you, there's never been a moment in my career, when I was coming up in my career, where I don't remember every single person who was cool to me and every single person who wasn't.
I have a bitter grudge against a dead man. So 100% yes, agreed.
Well, if he's dead, tell us who it is.
All right.
I'm
going to be dead. I think I've said it before. But I also, and I will say these names, two guys who are, I think, 5 and 10 years older than me or thereabouts, who still are on the same station in Chicago that I grew up listening to, ESPN 1000, Carmen DeFalco and Mark Silverman. They hosted a show together when I was just getting out of college, and they were the young guys, and I cold called both of them, and I still communicate with them to this day, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those guys, out of nothing more than the kindness of their heart, not just responding to my email or phone call, but saying, you want to get into the business? Come on down to the studio. I had no experience. I just finished an econ and philosophy degree at a liberal arts college. And they said, come on down and we'll teach you whatever we can. And if they hadn't, I wouldn't be here. And that, to me, there's nothing easier. And the other thing, Kyle Madsen said this as this whole conversation was popping off on Twitter. Like, sure, this is my job, and I like getting paid for my job and all that. But also, like, if I have free time, there are not a lot of things I'd rather do than just BS about sports with somebody. So it's not really a hard thing to do, to go on someone's podcast. It's actually what I enjoy doing. That's why I got into this business. So, yeah, it's weird. It's weird to want to charge people for
that. You know what I'd want to do in my free time if I were a plumber? Talk sports.
That's right.
You want to know what I would want to do if I were a high-priced heart surgeon? I'd want to talk sports in my free time. And even though I talk sports for a living, you want to know what I do in my free time?
Talk sports.
That's about it.
Sports, baby.
I don't want to say I'm a one-note wonder. I got a couple of other notes, but they're pretty much sports related at times.
Yeah, I mean, so. I like movies and music too, you know? But yeah, if someone asks me to talk sports in my free time, that's what I like to do.
Sprechen Sie Sports. either of you guys going to hit up the Derek Papa podcast? I didn't know there was one.
It's the Nice Guy Steven podcast, by the way. Nice Guy Steven is what we call that. And yeah, as soon as they invite me.
That's fine.
So far, no invite.
Yeah. By the way,
yeah, Lucas and I do a podcast sometimes.
By the way, Lucas is going to be doing some Sunday morning radio on the radio.
He's a waiver wire boy. You all know about the Waiver Wire Boys podcast. Well, now they're on the radio, folks.
You mean the Waiver Wire Boys podcast?
That's what I'm talking about.
The,
yes,
like,
sir.
Like Ohio State, it's a the?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going legit Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Check it out.
Again, I didn't advertise it as legit. I just said it was happening.
Lucas Alexander on the radio.
I say it, he's an idiot.
Well, Lucas is a degenerate.
But he's our degenerate.
Damn right.
Which makes him different from other degenerates.
Yesterday, Lucas told me about a FanDuel lineup or a DraftKings tournament he had participated in on Saturday, and 5 minutes later told me, I'm not really gambling anymore.
You're a dope.
I will say this. I will say this. As much as gambler I've really seen bite people, I don't count fantasy football as gambling.
No, but I mean, in a DraftKings contest, you do risk money to win money. So if you're quitting gambling, it's not the most success you've ever had.
I'm playing fast and loose with the definition of gambling in that moment. There's no doubt.
Baby steps.
It's baby steps.
He's weaning himself off.
Some quarterbacking news in just a moment. But first, Brandon in San Francisco. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well, thank you.
I wanted to address the Brandon Ayuk situation, and I'm one of those people who are disappointed that he hasn't been unleashed yet, but I also think that he's coming off of an injury, a hamstring injury, and I really believe that these are the type of things that are possibly able to, you know, nag you all season long. And I think that Kyle has shown and proved to the fan base that he's willing to feature different people week by week, depending on the game plan. And I just think that it's too early to overreact. And I think Ayuk is an extremely, really, really good talent. But I think that we've got to give this a few more games to really fill this out and also to see if this is injury related. But I'm looking forward to seeing him break out pretty soon. But I do believe that Kyle is doing a week-by-week feature, and it all depends on the opponent and the game plan.
Brandon, there is some wisdom and maturity to your voice, and you might be spot-on, dead right. I will give you that. What I don't understand is if this is a hamstring injury, if that is a lingering concern, he's not out there for the 20 snaps and no targets. He's not out there. Yeah, he's just not there running NFL routes with hamstring
snaps,
concerns.
38 snaps and what did we say, 20 routes or something on Sunday? You don't do that if you're worried about the hamstring. And look, there's no question this could all be erased this Sunday night. There's no question that two games is not enough of a determining factor to say anything with any confidence. But last year, he was a rookie, okay? In games where he suited up. Now, through 2 weeks this year, Brandon Ayuk has one touch in the offense. Two targets, one touch. Do you know how many games last year in his rookie season, and he missed 1, 2, 3, 4, so he only played 12 games. In the 12 games where he played, how many times do you think he had less than two touches?
No times.
That's correct. So it's odd. Even if you're saying, well, you know, Debo was hurt a lot of last year. You know, they've got other options this year. The games of that's fine. But in his entire rookie season, when presumably he was less experienced and knew the offense less well, he never had fewer than two touches, not in one game all year.
What really makes it curious, too, is this is Kyle's hand-selected above others because he had the traits and tendencies that Shanahan desired in his offense more than the other guys.
It's the same thing with Trey Sermon, right? Like, nobody is sitting around going, wow, a running back from the third round of the draft didn't suit up week one, his career is over. No, of course not. It's just you traded up to get this guy specifically, presumably because you identified traits that you liked, and then he can't even dress week one, but your sixth rounder is. It's curious. It's not necessarily bad. It doesn't necessarily mean anything about the player, but it's curious.
Some 49ers news to share with you today that they did sign running back Chris Thompson and defensive lineman Eddie Yarborough. They're both on the practice squad to make room on the squad. They released tight end convert Jordan Matthews to make room. Trey Sermon did practice today, but in a non-contact jersey.
Oh, but that's good.
Oh,
from a concussion. That means he is moving through the protocol, as they say.
That's certainly something to keep your fingers crossed about. And I think this is good news, too, that even though they are admitting that Mitchell has more than just a stinger.
I'm a little worse than a stinger, so that's why he can't go today. But he's got a chance at Sunday.
Again, you could hear it from me or you can hear it from Shanahan. We went with Shanahan. Even though it's worse than a stinger, he could be available Sunday night. Hasty, by the way, looks like he is very much a candidate for IR, coming off of a high ankle sprain. So we'll see what ends up happening. They just signed a guy off the Bengals practice squad yesterday. So we'll see what they've got at running back coming up. Who they don't have right now is certainly a good old-fashioned fan favorite, Frank Gore, and Kyle Shanahan was asked about him today.
I would never put anything past Frank. Probably give him a little heads up and some notice. He'll always be ready to where he could help a team. Thought it was a little early for that. You know, our guys still have a chance of playing this week. So we looked at it as an opportunity with not having 53 on our roster, try to steal someone off someone else's practice squad, which we did, and then try to add a practice squad guy, which we did with Chris. So I've never fully ruled that out. I don't know exactly where he is right now, but we've got a number of people in here, we've got a relationship with them. And if that time ever comes that we need to do that and he wants to do it, then we'll never rule it out.
That is the single nicest way Kyle Shanahan can say, we're really not interested.
He knows where he's coaching. He's not going to say, nah.
Right.
No one in the Bay Area is allowed to say, nah, about Frank Gore, for God's sakes, but it's not happening. And look, it shouldn't happen from a football perspective. Like, if there are no feelings involved, you're right. Not signing Frank Gore right now when he's training as a boxer, and, you know, you're not doing it.
Right. If I offered you Frank Gore, the physical profile, age included, age on top.
Right.
You'd say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. And that is with, because we love Frank Gore here. That's with all absolute due respect to one of the great running backs of all time who should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the clock started.
Anyone who wants to say, well, you know, those are all longevity numbers. Yeah. If you got longevity in this league at running back, that's part of it.
That's how you get in.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Big D calling from San Francisco. You're on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Big D?
Hey, Damon. Hey, Matt. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
So I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about signing Todd Gurley to the Niners for a running back?
A younger Frank Gore is how I look at that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The demise of Todd Gurley was overreported as he was coming out of Los Angeles. Had a pretty serviceable, good year in Atlanta, and then really hasn't been heard from.
He had, well, I think this kind of proves the point. That was last year. You know, like that was not 3 years ago.
Right.
So it wasn't that good of a year. In terms of like yards per carry, Todd Gurley has been almost exactly as effective as Frank Gore the last two seasons. He just happens to be 10 years younger.
But what Gurley has is a pair of hands.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go,
that helps.
If it's going to be a screen galore type of situation, it's a door. I'm surprised they haven't knocked on yet, actually, two.
There are reasons to say that, but even that part of it, the hands part, look, I'm sure he can still catch probably better than Frank Gore, but it's been a couple years since he really was a factor in a passing game either. It's just
that hasn't prevented them from loving Mohamed Sanu, you know what
well,
I mean?
That's a whole other issue, but Chris Thompson, I would guess is someone that Kyle Shanahan has a prior relationship with. He was in Washington when Kyle was there. So
no spring chicken.
No, but I think Kyle would rather have like a less flashy name that he's familiar with, that he believes can handle what really these guys are going to be asked to do a lot, which is hopefully be like a third down back, do some pass blocking. Because look, if any of the guys you bring in off the street end up taking the bulk of the carries, you've got a problem.
Eric, San Jose. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
We're outstanding.
How you guys doing?
We're just magnificent this afternoon. Thank you for asking.
I was just calling to give my thoughts on why Ayuk is not getting the ball as much and see what you guys think about it. So last year, Ayuk was playing in different spots because Debo was out. And so if you see Jimmy G's passes, he loves throwing over the middle. Now Ayuk's playing on the outside. Because I was watching the game over, and it looks like some of the plays are designed to go to Ayuk, but Jimmy G always looks inside.
Well,
we've
talked about that, Eric. We've talked about is Brandon Ayuk not getting targeted because Jimmy's not comfortable shooting at that target? I mean, we've had this conversation, and we don't really know the answer to that. There isn't enough, I hate the phrase, shampoo-size for us to reach any conclusion about where the man is or isn't comfortable. But the numbers bear out that attacking outside of the hashes and downfield is something that hasn't happened yet. Will it happen? May it happen? I think the Packers could put enough pressure on this team defensively to where it has to happen. So eventually it's going to be put up or shut up time.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I hear what people keep saying about the Debo was out stuff, but just to put it in context, and Debo missed a lot of last year. Arguably, Debo's most active stretch of the season was three games, week 5, 6, 7, where he had a total of 19 targets, and he caught the ball 13 times for 150 yards and a touchdown. In those three games, Brandon Ayuk had 16 targets, 11 catches, 171 yards, and a touchdown. So really, like, having both of those guys out there should make it easier on both of those guys. There was another game later where Debo had 9 targets and a pretty big game, and Ayuk had 9 targets, 95 yards on 5 catches, and a touchdown. Like, I don't know why a team with Nick Mullins and or C.J. Beathard under center had an easier time getting the ball to two high-level wide receivers than this team has so far this year.
Unless it's all game planning and the game plan changes and things start changing. Again, week 3, the first 2 weeks have been interesting. Week 3 is going to be fascinating. So stick around. Much more coming up, including your calls. Week 3, by the way, is going to give us at least 3 new quarterbacks. We're going to talk about that and remind you that Debo Samuel joins us in about 15 minutes, coming up here about 20 minutes on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, MIMECAST.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best. best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.